Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Monica, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching entitled, What Masks Do We Wear?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, Alas for you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who pay tithe of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, good faith. These you should have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out gnats and swallowing camels. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who clean the outside of the cup and dish and leave the inside full of extortion and intemperance. Blind Pharisees, clean the inside of the cup and dish first, so that the outside may become clean as well. The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, two of my girls from the parish played in their school's drama production. I did not attend. However, one of the girls' parents told me, upon seeing me, that I miss my girl's performance. And Father, you should have seen her. Father, you would have never believed it. You should have seen the things she carried on the stage. It was disgraceful, Father, the mother quipped me. So I approached a young lady and I said to her, What is this I hear about you? And she said to me, Father, that wasn't me. It wasn't me, Father. So who was it then? It wasn't me, Father, not revealing her character on stage. I said to her, You are nothing but a little old hypocrite. To which she responded, That's why it's called Tater, Father. And indeed, hypocrisy, we are reminded, is a word that comes from ancient Tater world. It refers to the character mask that actors wore to identify the person speaking on stage. The modern deviation means pretty much that a hypocrite wears a mask to cover up their true character. And I want to believe we do that at times, as individuals, as Christians struggling to make and do what is right. But it is one thing to wear a mask and quite another to attempt to live up to the gospel and fail because of weak humanity. The failure may be internal, that is, our motives, or external, our actions. But what we strive for is an integrity that brings both the inside and outside together. The hypocrites avoid this effort. They're just mere actors. I think this is why Jesus tackled the scribes and the Pharisees in today's gospel. In general, the hypocrites divides the action from the motives and destroys real integrity. Public failures of some politicians and ministers are graphic examples to us. But we need to ask ourselves, are they any different from us? From us smaller fries that we are? As such, the image of the inside and outside of the cup that Jesus uses in this gospel is one that can be very helpful for our own spiritual moral life. Many of us oftentimes feel like hypocrites because we know that our appearance contradicts our motives. It's a struggle. Much of the Sermon of the Mount in this Gospel of Matthew is directed at our of the necessary efforts to bring our inside into alignment with our outside. Do not be disappointed. Continue to try to deal with the inside before the outside. Our feelings and motives are part of who we are, our very self. Yes, the challenge of Jesus is to all of us. The integrity demanded by Jesus' teaching is a journey we have to embrace. Therefore, in our walk today, let us ask ourselves, what mask do we wear? How does my outside reflect my inside? An added piece. Today we celebrate the memory of St. Monica. And therefore, I want to reach out to my friends and parents, parishioners who often worry about loved ones following those competing voices we have today. St. Monica, mother of St. Augustine, she prayed and cried for her son back to Christianity. Don't give up. Don't give up the fight to be real. You may remove the mask. Amen.